Hey there, everybody. Brad Geiger here with another episode of Webcomics Confidential, the newly minted Webcomics Confidential. Hat tip to Daryl, the webcomics.com member that reminded me that the magic was in me all along. Webcomics Confidential was a series of podcast interviews that I did back when I was kickstarting the Webcomics Handbook. If you can call three interviews a series, which evidently in this case we'll have to. But the good news is that I've already kind of started using that name, and it's something that we can easily put forward to this. So if you take a look down there, hopefully I figured out how to do it right, you'll see Webcomics Confidential. That'll be the name going forward. Problem solved. Thank you, Daryl. Now, question for today is a perennial one that I see quite a bit. I'll just give you a little backstory here to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on in webcomics. What I do sometimes is I troll a bunch of, I guess troll isn't the right word, trowel maybe is the better verb there. I go through and look at Facebook groups for cartoonists, webcomics, comics in general, and see what types of things people are talking about. As an aside, by the way, if you're looking for horrible advice on your comic, please go to some of these Facebook groups. You can get absolutely career-ending, throw you on the wrong path for the next several years advice that will screw you up indefinitely. Please, if you're looking for bad advice, go to Facebook, hit some of these groups, and take that advice that's being ladled out there indiscriminately. At the very least, please, you guys, if you're gonna go the easy route, do your due diligence. Check up on some of these people who are talking and find out kind of who they are, what they've done, what they've accomplished. Look at some of the projects they themselves are working on. At the very least, do some due diligence. Do not go to some of these Facebook groups and just take advice indiscriminately. For that matter, don't take the advice that I'm giving you here indiscriminately. Always take a couple seconds, reason through what I said, ask yourself, is this guy full of shit? It wouldn't be the first time that I'm wrong. It wouldn't be the first time that I've reconsidered things. Please take a little bit of time with any kind of advice you're getting on the web and ask yourself who this person is, whether they've got the chops to give you the advice they're giving you, and reason through the thing that they said and ask yourself, does this person really have the right take on this? Anybody can be wrong about any topic, but man, if you're looking for bad advice, go to Facebook. So, the one question I see time and time again on webcomics groups, Patreon groups, on Facebook, so on and so forth, is this: how do I get patrons on Patreon? That's the question. Here's the answer. By asking that question, you have proven that you so don't understand how Patreon works that you should probably stop, take a few minutes, retool, and come back fresh in a couple months. You need to do your research. You do not get patrons on Patreon. Patreon is a place that you go with your pre-made audience, with the audience that you've built for years and years in many cases, and you develop a strong social media, an organic social media attachment to. What do I mean by organic social media? That means not followers that you paid for in any way, and no shortcuts, all right? If you're paying to boost posts, I'm very dubious of the yield from that, all right? If you give me two Facebook pages and one is somebody that is paying to boost posts and one is somebody who has gotten their likes and their followers by repetitively doing work that people are interested in, stuff that people made the choice to like, that sort of thing. If you are giving me those two choices, I'll take the second one every time. It's going to be a smaller number for sure, but that number of people will be more potent, absolutely. All right? So, no shortcuts. If you have social media that has strong organic reach, then you're ready for Patreon. Patreon and Kickstarter are similar in many, many ways. They're both crowdfunding. We get it, right? Kickstarter is phenomenal in discovery. Discovery is when somebody finds out about your project, not from you, but from the source, from Kickstarter. Right now I'm running a Kickstarter. I think almost half of the money I've generated for that Kickstarter has come from Kickstarter itself. That means many of those people may not have ever heard of me before. They may not know what I'm doing before. They may not be interested before they see it pop up on Kickstarter. Kickstarter has developed discovery so well that they are right now, I think, last time I looked at my dashboard, delivering 50% of my revenue that I'm getting for this Kickstarter campaign. Just as to give you some reference, I hit my goal within the first week, and I've been pushing stretch goals for the following three. That says a lot for Kickstarter. Patreon, remember, Patreon is relatively young. It's just a couple of years old. Kickstarter's been around for much longer. Patreon is chasing Kickstarter in terms of discovery. They're not there yet, but they're doing a lot of things that I can see. I can see exactly why they're doing it. They're doing it because they're following Kickstarter's example. They want to become better at discovery, just like Kickstarter is. And I think they're going to get there. I am very confident in the direction that Patreon is going. They're not there yet, though. So we have to take a realistic look at what's going on in Patreon. And the answer is, you don't get patrons on Patreon. Patreon is where you bring your audience to monetize them. It's very simple. And if you don't have that audience, if you haven't built that audience, if you haven't spent the time building the audience, if you don't have the quality of content that builds an audience, and if you don't have good social media, organic social media outreach to that audience, then you will not be able to monetize them on Patreon. Patreon is where you bring an existing audience to offer them more. And that's the other part of the equation. I'm very convinced. Patreon is not a tip jar. It is a subscription service. Patreon is where you say, you already like these things that I'm doing. And if you want to donate at the $1 level to show your approval or to keep it going, that's fantastic. And there's all kinds of $1 level rewards that you can offer. But where the real money comes in is where you start to offer exclusive content, content that people can't get anywhere else. That's where you take your existing audience that already likes the stuff that you're most likely offering for free, or to be more fair, ad-supported. That's where you take that audience and give them more. And you will find, if you find the thing your audience is willing to pay for, you'll find that you'll do very well on Patreon with exclusive content. So let's go over, we had a question here on the show not too long ago that was, what do you think makes good Patreon rewards? And I took it in a bit of a tangent, talking about how you never ship physical rewards. But let's go back and talk about what does work on Patreon. What works on Patreon? Okay, $1 level, that's your base level. That's, you should be doing no extra work to fulfill $1 rewards. Why? Because they're not worth it. $1 rewards should be something like early access to the comic that you're putting up already, all right? Or the content if you're not a cartoonist. $1 reward could be something like, yeah, you get the comic early. Now I'm gonna have to put my glasses on, take a look at my notes. You get to see my glasses again. Here's another great one. Desktop wallpapers and mobile backgrounds, all right? Surprisingly enough, those, and yeah, okay, I just contradicted myself. There you go, I'm full of shit. That I do a little extra work for. But desktop backgrounds, I do about 22 different sizes. And if you know what you're doing on Photoshop, you can get around that real quick. I do them with calendars that are inset into the desktop background. And then I'll do a whole series of mobile backgrounds sized for different mobile devices that people can use as the background on their device. Bunch of different sizes, 22 in all. And I do them every month for my $1 backers as kind of a thank you at the beginning of the month after their cards have been charged once again. I find it's nice to immediately follow that up on the first of the month with a couple of rewards right away to remind them that they are getting something for their money, a little something for their buck. So desktop backgrounds, mobile backgrounds, absolutely. And incidental bonuses, like a quick sketch comic that maybe you did, or a lot of my bonuses are finished that I plan to use maybe in a book or someplace else. All that, again, exclusive, I put that kind of thing up for my $1 Patreon backers, all right? $5, now that's a little bit more substantial. I think you've got to offer a little bit something bigger for $5. For me, that has been ebooks and e-comics. Those are your higher level digital rewards, collections of your past comics, archive collections, themed collections. I talked earlier when I spent the weekend up in Seattle. I was at Emerald City Comic Con. I was sharing a hotel room with Corey Cassone, who is my podcast co-author. What's the word I'm looking for? Co-presenter on Surviving Creativity with Corey and Scott Kurtz. He's the business manager for PVP. And he was telling me that for the PVP Patreon, their most popular reward is the $5 reward. And all that is something that we did back in the day that I thought people had long since stopped having a use for. And that is an email subscription to the comic. They get the comic delivered to them via email, like we did in 2002, before RSS and before all this stuff, stuff that I had long since stopped caring about. They have great success with an email delivery system because the way we've started consuming information on the web has changed so drastically. Everything that's old is new again. We've stopped becoming hunter and gatherers on the web. We're not looking back in the day, you had to look for content, and when you found it and it was finally something good, you bookmarked it. I mentioned bookmarks to my students at Hushin College. They looked at me like I had snakes coming out of my nose. They don't use bookmarks. Forget about RSS. These guys are now, they are social media consumers. They sit by the stream, watch things flow past, and if you happen to have something that's in that stream, they may sample it. As such, you don't have that constant exposure that a bookmark gave you, and an email subscription is actually useful to these people who have long since forgotten the old ways. They don't know about bookmarks and RSS, let alone how to use them. So that $5 level email subscription is actually beneficial to them. It's worth $5 to get that to them. That's amazing to me. We've been doing a lot of talking about how much webcomics have changed. That's a biggie. That's a huge one. And you have to understand the underlying reasons that that's happening. And that is we have turned from hunter-gatherers as far as web consumers of content. We've turned from hunter-gatherers to people who sit by the stream and watch that stream wash past. That's a big difference. If you're not keeping that in mind as you're publishing your comics, I think you're missing something. All right, $10 rewards. $10 rewards are for exclusive content that your readers want. Not just exclusive content. I can put exclusive content in at the $1 level. It's not going to go anywhere unless it's exclusive content that your readers want. What does that mean for you? It's going to mean something different for every person. It doesn't necessarily mean not safe for work. And as I've said before on this show, not everybody can pull off not safe for work. You may not be able to pull it off. And it ain't as easy as it looks. But for you, you've got to find out what that thing is that people want to pay for. You make it exclusive. And for me, I think the $10 level is the sweet spot. I think that's where you really make your money. That's where you can really turn the machinery of Patreon and deliver regularly delivered exclusive content that your readers want. Okay? regular delivery is very important. If you follow my blog on Evil Inc., you'll see at the beginning of every month, I post a by the numbers of my Patreon content. I tell people, and it's something that has been a very formidable tool in marketing, this Patreon. I post one exclusive post on Patreon for almost every day of the month. And that goes back to the beginning of 2016. So that means between 28 and 31 roundabout. Sometimes on a 31-day month, I'll only have 30. I'll let myself off the hook for that. I came close. But I always make a big deal at the beginning every month on the Evil Inc. blog. Not only did I post regularly, like on an average every day, but I break down what those posts were. Here's how many were Evil Inc. After Dark. Here's how many were Courting Disaster Uncensored. Here's how many were early Evil Inks. Here's how many bonus comics. You get the picture. Here's how many of them were desktop backgrounds and mobile backgrounds. So that if someone's actually thinking about becoming one of my patrons, they know what they're in for. They know that they're going to get regularly delivered content, and they know what kind of content that's going to be. There's going to be, hopefully, no surprises, okay? And the more I post, the more patrons I get. That is a given. The more you post, the better you do. It's not something that you can post incidentally, and it's not something that you can be inconsistent at. In fact, remember how we always used to talk about frequent, significant, and consistent in terms of webcomics updates? And I still believe in that, especially for someone who is starting their webcomic and trying to build an audience. I still believe in that old axiom where significant, consistent, and frequent really makes its mark in 2017 is in Patreon. I've taken that same concept, frequent, consistent, significant, and brought it over to Patreon, all right? That's where I am doing consistent, significant, frequent work. Why? Two reasons, and if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Number one, if somebody is subscribing to my Patreon page, I want them to feel like they're getting lots of stuff for their money. Nobody wants to see money going out of their account every month unless they're getting stuff for it and unless they're happy with the stuff that they're getting, okay? So, first thing, I want to make sure that they're getting notes from me. They're getting email messages. Brad Geiger has posted a new post for you. This has happened. This has happened. Bing, bing, bing. Your patrons receive an email and a notification every time you post for them. Now, not only am I doing that to keep my current patrons happy, but I'm doing that for another very important reason, because every time I make a post on Patreon, and you know this if you follow me on social media, I run to Twitter and Facebook and I say, hey, take a look, I just posted something on Patreon, okay? Every time I post on Patreon, I'm talking about it on social media. Why? Because that repeated exposure, it can't be the only thing you're talking about on social media. You've got to have a good mix. But if you are talking about other things and they follow you for that, and then they also see on a regular basis you're always posting to Patreon, that's going to make that social media follower much more likely to go over and become a Patreon backer, even to sample it for a month or so, okay? And we'll somebody remind me, we've got to talk about ebb and flow of Patreon backers. It's okay. I'll give you the short version really quick. It's okay, but we got to talk about the ebb and flow of Patreon backers, because I think some of you are getting disappointed by it, and it's a part of the natural flow. So remind me. We'll come back to that one. I don't want to get too far afield here. But $10. So we've talked about $5. $10. I think is the sweet spot for exclusive content delivered regularly. $20, that is the least amount of money that it would take for me to ship a physical reward, okay? I've told you before, don't ship physical rewards on Patreon. If you're going to consider it, and I think you should have a $20 and even $50 reward tier. You'll never know if you are going to get somebody until you put that out there. So you might as well put it out there and be prepared to be surprised. But $20 and my $20 reward, they only get the actual physical reward every third time. Again, I don't suggest that for everybody. My mantra on Patreon has been monthly payments, monthly rewards. If you're going to expect monthly payments from somebody, you need to be rewarding them monthly. I give the $20 level a little bit of a pass because remember, at the $20 level, they're getting all of the $10 stuff. They're getting all the $5 stuff. They're getting all the $1 stuff. So they are getting frequent rewards for their payment. It's a level of bookkeeping that's a little bit complicated when you're doing rewards on an intermittent basis. Every third Patreon pledge, you get a reward. It's a little challenging. I don't recommend it for everybody, but I do have to be honest. That's what I do. But I would not ship anything physical for under $20 a month. I wouldn't. You're running yourself ragged. I guarantee it. So that's the Patreon pledge system for me that I think works. The $1 level, anything that's easy for you to do. $5 level, that's your basic digital rewards. $10 level, exclusive rewards delivered consistently. $20 level, that's where you can experiment with physical rewards. So Patreon, that's a place where you can go when you've built your audience and you can start to monetize that audience using your organic social media reach. And then once you start to see that happening, then you've got to start delivering on that on a daily basis on a really healthy monthly basis. You've got to be delivering the rewards. People are not using this as a tip jar. By and large, they're really not. And think about it. It's the same as you. If you are going to give somebody something in terms of money, you want something in return. These patrons are just the same as you and me. They feel better about giving you something if they're getting a little something in return. That's what makes Patreon work. All right, this is Webcomics Confidential. My name is Brad Geiger. If you want to see more like this, by all means, become a member at webcomics.com. You can subscribe for $5 a month or get the annual subscription for $30. That covers you for 12 consecutive months. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.